All right, guys, life can get hectic really fast. It feels like there's no time and we're always on the go. When you get overwhelmed with life's daily tasks, responsibilities, and unexpected challenges, important things like our health tend to fall to the wayside. Well, my friend, Healthy Cell is here to make taking care of yourself a priority. Healthy Cell makes getting back in the driver's seat much easier. They have an innovative approach to the pill format by using this awesome gel. This vitamin-packed, nutrient-dense gel can be taken by itself, mixed in your drink, or blended with your morning smoothie. Healthy Cell offers supplement packs to enhance your performance, focus, and well-being. Take control of your mental, physical, and physiological health with Healthy Cell. If this is something that you've been thinking about implementing, tap this episode, scroll to our show notes, and click the link for significant savings today. All right, click that link to support your health and our mission today. Now, enjoy the rest of the show. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Andrea Epting, and you are listening to a candid conversation with Andrea and Mary on the Direct Impact Podcast. Thanks for being with us.
Yes, of course. Thank you. Yes. Always a good time.
Yeah. So today, the title is To Be Deceived or Not to Be Deceived? That is the question.
That is a major question. It's a good question.
Yeah. Deceived or not deceived? And you know, I would love for it to be a question and not like an automatic, I don't have a choice in this.
You know? Because I wonder about that. Like, do you see that in your clients or even personal life of people feeling like there's no choice, that I'm always going to be either the deceiver or the deceivee, I guess?
Yeah. I mean, I think, again, going back to attachment theory, going back to trauma wounds, going back to the roles that you've played in childhood and in adulthood, these are patterns. And we talked recently even about our narratives and our story. If this is a story you tell yourself, if this is what you make up about who you are you identifying as the deceived? Because if you are, you will keep being deceived.
Because I think too, like when just even mulling over like to be deceived or not to be deceived, I think of like manipulation too. You know, like am I the, I'm always seen as the manipulator, you know, or I'm always getting manipulated. And maybe correct me if I'm wrong, but like, you know, manipulation is just a way to get a need met.
That's right.
You know.
When parents talk about their children, especially their strong-willed children, and they say how manipulative they are, I'm like, well, then that sounds like they're very intelligent and having to work double time to get certain needs met. So maybe we can meet those needs in a healthier way.
Yeah. Because I feel like, especially if we look at the lens of manipulation, really, whoever the manipulator is, they are trying to find a way to get a need met. And the manipulate, you know, whoever gets manipulated feels bad because it's deception. Like all you had to do, like, it feels like, oh, all you had to do is ask, but it doesn't feel that way to the person who is doing the manipulation. It feels like there's only one way to do it, I think.
And I'm listening to you talk, and what comes up for me is this is also the danger in labels when it comes to deception and lying. I like the term deception a lot better than lying, because when you use the term lying, people are like, I didn't lie. And sometimes when there's that, you know, weaponized ignorance, it's, well, wasn't my intention. Sometimes that's true. But other times it's like, but you still have to take responsibility for the deception. Right.
it was intentional or not, there was
deception.
Yeah. So I think that's important that we can name it for what it is and set enough boundaries to ensure that you're in a safe relationship so that you can name it and that be productive, right? I mean, there's a lot of groundwork that has to be laid before you can name something with another party, right? Because if they're not going to receive that, you're just naming it for yourself, which there is some benefit in that. Sometimes we just have to hear ourselves say it out loud. It's like, you have deceived me. That was deceptive. Right. And I'm a big proponent of say it for yourself, especially when it's unrealistic to think that they're going to receive it or have, you know, definitely not change.
Right.
Right.
Good. Cause I like the example of a parent and child in relationship, like calling out that deception. So in these two different dynamics, what would that look like, you know, as a parent calling out, like, you know, to my kid, hey, you're deceiving me. Obviously, the kid's going to respond negatively. So how would you navigate that?
Yeah, I think we have to check ourselves in a parent-child relationship, but also in, you know, a betrayed and addict relationship on what are our expectations? Do you expect that they're going to listen?
Right.
Do you expect they're going to receive that information? Do you think they're going to, do you expect they're going to change their behavior? I think it's important to check what are your expectations and keep them extremely low or non-existent because you're going to have to do that multiple times before you see any shift either in yourself or in them. And so like be prepared for that not to be a one and done. When people talk about boundaries, sometimes it's talked about in a way that's like, set your boundary and it's done. No, setting the boundary is the easy part. Maintaining the boundary is the hard part. And if you set a boundary, you need to have the expectation that you're probably going to have to do that 100 more times because you're trying to change not just your own behavior, but someone else's. And they don't even want to. I mean, that's, I think, important to gauge expectations. But when it comes to deception, I think a lot of that has to do with your story about yourself. Like, are you someone who is going to be deceived?
Yeah, because I think of, like, again, I'm going back to professionally, personally, of people, you know, who I've encountered that are like, every time I come into a relationship, whether friendship or romantic, they're always lying to me, that they're always just seeking something. So how could somebody get out of being, you know, in that role of like, I'm always susceptible to this kind of stuff?
So here's one way. And this is a mindset shift. Okay. So this, again, is not the whole story. But one way to think about it is, you are being deceived all the time. People are always going to manipulate you to get your needs met. So can you accept that as truth? Because, yeah, every human being is going to manipulate to get their needs met. Every human being is going to have a tendency to be somewhat deceptive. And they're doing that not always to hurt you or wound you or betray you or injure you, but that's just the way human beings are. So the question always is, so the question is, are you grounded enough in who you are to let them do that? And so that's the mind shift. It's like, it's, who am I? Not, you know, is someone going to hurt me? Yeah, they are. They are. They're going to look out for number one. They have these unconscious motives, even if they're not like intentionally doing it, unconsciously they are. And so can you name that? Can you recognize that? Can you own that? Can you pivot as needed? Can you set boundaries? And are you grounded enough in who you are to be okay with that? You know, I've come to a place in my life where I'm like, yeah, people are going to betray me all the time. Okay. I have way too many relationships and way too many responsibilities for people not to betray me. They do. They're going to get their own needs met first. I will feel betrayed. And that is expected. And I do not take that personally most of the time, of course, depending on the relationship, but it's just part of life. And I'm grounded enough in who I am at this phase of my life that that's okay.
I think that was such a powerful question of who are you, you know, because I think a lot of us have a sense of, oh, this is who I am. But when we're faced like with, like you said, deception, with these hurts, that's when that really gets tested, that it's like, oh, maybe I didn't know who I was. Yeah. Or, and that comes like in questioning of self. And then I think that's beautiful, because then we get to rebuild that relationship with self, to be like, hey, you Absolutely. Were just trying to spread love, care, kindness,
right,
whatever. And unfortunately, that person did not respect that.
Absolutely. And then it just becomes information about them. Mm-hmm. It's not information about you.
Right.
And that's really healthy. I mean, please do take responsibility when you've done something to injure or manipulate mm-hmm. or betray. Like, we do it as much as they do. Mm-hmm. So yes, do be willing to take a look at self. But also, the question isn't, will someone hurt me? It's, will I be hurt by them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, no, yeah.
And I think, too, it's such a big stretch for mm-hmm. our minds mentally, emotionally, and in so many ways like that. When you say, like, also consider your actions, mm-hmm. you know, yes, you are strong in who you are, mm-hmm. but did you hurt them mm-hmm. in a way mm-hmm. as much as they hurt you? You know, right. Because we got to look at all sides of this situation, this story. It's mm-hmm. not just, I don't think it's ever. I mean, I guess in some extremes, it's 100% the other person, you know, but we always play a part in that.
Yeah. And I think we're talking about betrayal, trauma, and addiction this season. So, you know, going back to other episodes, if we're allowing the addiction to be the villain, mm-hmm. yeah, two people are going to hurt each other, yeah. but neither are villains. The villain is the disease.
Yeah. There's the deceptor.
Yeah, that's the deceiver. Right. That's where right. the deception is coming mm-hmm. from. So if you're dealing with addiction, that's what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that's a great question, is understanding, should we to be deceived or not to be deceived, but most importantly, of who are you?
Yeah.
You know, that's yeah. a bigger, beautiful question.
Yeah. It's, will I be deceived?
There we go. Yeah.
And the answer is yes. And will I be okay with that? Will I still be okay and who I am when people wound me?
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. will I be able to identify and walk away from relationships where that becomes a pattern?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for yeah. this great conversation.
Thank you guys. And you know, you can visit us at www.lightninginabottle.biz, and please share this episode, like it, love it, comment on it, and share it often. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epstein.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today.
Listen up, Direct Impact Nation. You know how important routine, structure, consistency, and accountability is on the road to recovery and personal discovery. Well, I have developed the perfect companion for you on your journey. My Plan to Recover journal is thoughtfully and specifically designed for the person looking to achieve long-term success in recovery while gaining personal insight, awareness, emotional intelligence, and spiritual integrity. The Plan to Recover journal will help you stay recovery-minded, practice your priorities, and build a healthy relationship with self and others 12 hours at a time. To preview and pre-order your copy today, visit www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. That's www.lightninginabottle.biz. pts.biz/journal. And don't forget to get a PTR journal for a friend on their journey too. Direct Impact Nation will save 15% when you use the promo code IMPACT. That's promo code IMPACT. With the purchase of your PTR journal, you will become part of an exclusive community dedicated to recovery and self-discovery. Visit www.lightninginabottle.biz and let us take you from want to willing and from willing to healing.
Hello. Hey there. Yeah, you. The one who's been consuming, absorbing, enjoying, and implementing our weekly content like a ravenous animal and can't wait to get more. We want to give you more of what you crave. So become a supporting member of the show and ensure that the content you hunger for is served fresh weekly. I know. It's free content and we love offering it, but it's not free to create. Only to consume. So please consider our monthly membership offered through Patreon. Monthly membership includes access to useful life-enhancing PDFs with higher-level offerings in the works to include chats with Andrea, customized playlists, and more. Scroll down to our show notes and visit our website at www.lightninginabottle.biz/podcast. Visit us today and support the show.